Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Before we hook you up with the second part of the gossip, we got to get you the names.
Yeah.
Find out who's going to be trying to call us here. Again, keep the phone lines open. Be courteous to
That's
your
right.
fellow Kid Nation members,
That's
please.
Right.
We'll let you know when we open it up for everyone if nobody calls back within 10 minutes. That's how the game works. Let's be fair here. We have three names here. First one in gets to play. Big Al Mack, you got those in front of you?
Absolutely. Angela Toberman, Orshel Roberts, Cody Rice. Cody Rice, Orshel Roberts, Angela Toberman, your time starts now. The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, if none of these three gives us a call back within 10 minutes, sucks for them, but that's great for you, because then we'll open it up for anybody to call in, all right?
Boom. All right, we'll get back to the gossip here.
Let's do it.
We were talking about engagement rings. How do you get the guy to buy you the right engagement ring? Because Miley Cyrus doesn't like hers. This text says, my girlfriend, now my wife, put pictures of five rings on my desktop background screen on my computer. She even ranked them 1 to 5. She was definitely satisfied with the ring I proposed with.
I mean, I know that's cool.
Very subtle.
Not as subtle, yeah.
I know that's cool to, you know, people discuss marriage, but when it was a big deal for me to pick it out myself and for me to, you know, right
yeah,
or wrong.
There's nothing wrong with taking a woman out just to kind of look and get a, if you both know you're heading in that
yeah.
direction,
right.
just to get a feel for what she would like.
Right.
And to find out what size she is.
I know guys get so committed to, I can do this, I can pick this
yeah.
out. It's
yeah.
never a bad idea, Al, like I've told you with birthdays and Christmas presents, you take the girl's best friend. Because we know, like I know my few best friends
mm-hmm.
exactly what kind, because we've talked about it before. I know what kind of rings they like
right,
and don't
right,
like.
Right,
so
I get that.
Taking the best friend, they can help you with the ring size.
Yeah.
They can steal a ring so you know what size she is, that kind of thing.
I did it the best. I took Kid with me.
Oh,
I
boy.
I took Kid credit.
No.
Kid knew about style
he
and
did.
Jewelry.
He was also
stuff.
Rich.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Take your rich friend who can help you with the ring, or
be honest. He told you the one you picked out wasn't good enough and insisted he go with you.
He did.
That's what happened.
He literally goes, nah, man, that's not, Kinsey should not be wearing that one.
Never go ring shopping or gambling with your rich friend.
And I'm like, but Kid, I saved for 5 years to buy this. He goes, it's not good enough. Let's go.
That's awesome. Hope you upgrade. Okay, more has come out about Mariah Carey and James Packer, her fiance, breaking up because, you know, we told you yesterday it was all due to Mariah's excessive spending and her insisting that this billionaire be on her reality television show and he wanted no part of it. Now her people have put her own spin on it, right? Because that's what you have to do. So now her sources are saying she had to leave him because he's mentally unstable. We learned that they actually got into a huge blow-up fight on his yacht in Greece on a vacation a month ago and haven't spoken since then. And there was a lot leading up to that. There's a story that, I don't know, that there was something inappropriate going on with her assistant. So we don't know if that was infidelity or not. I read that this morning. And then James supposedly went off on Mariah's backup dancer and choreographer, this guy named Brian Tanaka, on a night in Vegas, and he was suspicious because Brian was out with an injury but still attended the show. I mean, he's the choreographer. And he was mad because Mariah gave him a lap dance during one of her performances, which is a staple in her show. And they say that James just, like, cornered Brian, went off on him, got really out of control, and also used his power in Vegas, because he actually owns several casinos, ended up getting Brian banned from Caesar's Palace where Mariah performs.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of stories going on there.
Money's power, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, now her reality show's kind of in jeopardy because James is featured on the show here and there. So now if he demands to be taken off of the show and out of the footage, then that would delay this because they'd have to
right.
edit it. Or I mean, he's just probably signed a release, so what's done is done, right?
I would imagine, but wow. Messy, messy, messy. More money, more problems.
Yeah, once you sign those releases, they basically own it, unless you're super rich like James, and he could probably pay you out.
So Rob Kardashian's under investigation because he threatened a guy Blac Chyna supposedly cheated on him with. And if you've seen this guy, whew.
What, he's good looking?
Whew. Okay. Picture I saw.
Yeah.
Pilot Jones is his name.
He sounds cool.
Pilot?
And pictures were released recently of Chyna and Pilot kissing. She says they were old photos. She even told Rob Pilot was gay. and she kissed all her gay friends on the lips. Well, Rob threatened Pilot over text and said he would cause him physical harm if he didn't leave his wife alone, even though they're not married. That's his wifey. The LAPD's threat management unit is investigating the threats. Pilot's not backing down because of the threats. He says he wants Blac Chyna to take an off-camera paternity test to prove the identity of her unborn baby.
Oh, it's gonna be so juicy if this isn't Rob's.
Chyna started going off on Pilot, too, making racial and homophobic slurs. She's adamant she never slept with him and said the entire ordeal is a ploy just to drum up hype for his new music.
She's making racial slurs? Isn't she Black, too?
Yeah, I think so. That's why I call her Blac Chyna.
Yeah.
I don't know many white people they call Black. And this is her last name.
Did Pilot ever say if he was gay or not?
I don't know. I don't have that in front of me.
Huh.
You curious?
Well, if that's the way she's hiding her affairs.
No, just asking if you were curious.
He's saying he impregnated her. Doesn't mean he's not gay.
Right.
But he's saying there's a good chance it's his.
He could be, okay.
All right. MTV UK is claiming Justin Bieber really wants Selena Gomez back, so much so that he's been sending her hundreds of thousands of dollars to pay for her life right now. You know, she's in rehab getting treated for depression, and that Justin's been footing the bill for that and paying for her private jet bills so she can travel if she needs to, and just trying to get back in her life. Maybe make himself feel less guilty for screwing her over. That's what the story says. I don't know.
Huh. One way to do it. You got the money to do it. Hey, baby, you need to go somewhere? Here's a private plane.
Rehab's expensive. That's what's crazy. Rehab's expensive, you know, when you need it.
Yeah.
Rehab's expensive. Dying's expensive. Your family, it's crazy how much people have to pay when someone dies.
Yeah. Right.
Gosh.
So Kevin and Danielle Jonas have had their second daughter. Welcome little Valentina Angelina.
Wait a minute.
Valentina Angelina? Hold on.
Valentina Angelina. Oops-a-gon.
And her last name is what?
Jonas.
Okay, so her initials? You need to think about these things before you name your kids.
V-A-J. Yeah.
No, V-A-J.
That's what I said.
You said V-H.
I said V-A-J. V-A-J.
Valentina Angelina.
So anyway, their older daughter is Elena Rose, and her name does not rhyme. But they're very excited about Valentina Angelina.
That's a song.
There is a song. It's Magdalena Hagdalena Oopsagana Wana Wana. That's what I want to sing every time I hear it.
Yeah.
Valentina Angelina Oopsagana Wana Wana Hoogan Boogan Boogan. What was her name? You don't know that one? From summer camp.
Wasn't Kevin doing like roofing
what
now?
What was his name?
He does like remodeling.
Remodeling.
Things like that.
Yeah.
He's a developer.
You could call to get a roof on your house and Nick Jones could show up.
Kevin
Jones could show up.
Yeah, Nick's busy being a superstar.
Yes. Wrong Jones. Sorry. My bad.
But he's doing really well.
It was a smart play for him, though. You know, you got to, I think he invested in a lot of real estate. I mean, that's smart when you have all that money. You want to get out of the business.
Doesn't have to put up with the girl screaming his name anymore.
He never really had to put up with
that. Yes, there were some Kevin fans out there.
I don't think that was a big issue.
There was a lot.
Jonas. Let's just be honest.
There was a lot.
Kevin Jonas roofing.
The only screaming was, Kevin, get out of the way. I can't get to Nick.
They see Nick.
Some celebrities go on Dancing with the Stars as a PR move. Paula Deen, Ryan Lochte.
Yep.
Some go on and end up finding love. I mean, that just happened with, is it Mr. Wonderful? No, is that who it was, Kelly, from Shark Tank?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
It's not Mr. Wonderful because he's
the other rich
the mean one. It's the hot cute.
The one on the far right.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody on that show.
Yeah, I forget.
For Mark.
Anyway,
I just know the cubes.
Richard, I don't know. Anyway, so he married one of the professional dancers on the show, and now Amber Rose, who is the celebrity dancer this season, is hooking up with Val Chermofsky.
Really?
That's Maxim's brother, right? I don't know. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that's the brother. I don't think there's anything going on, but
I don't know. It says they went to that new hot spot where Drake had his 30th birthday party, Delilah or whatever, and you know, all over each other. So
I don't know.
Get really intimate when you're dancing like that for months
but they
together.
They fought a lot. They fought a lot. I don't know. Maybe that's a lot of people get off on that. You know, the passion of the fighting. Yeah. So the Houston family has hired a private investigator insisting that both Whitney and Bobby Christina's bodies be exhumed for new autopsies so they can finally get Nick Gordon for murder. They are not satisfied. He was only charged with Bobby Christina's death in the civil lawsuit And remember, he was only charged with it because he didn't show up. They also find it suspicious Nick was present at both deaths and that they died in very similar ways. Both mother and daughter found badly bruised, either dead or comatose in the bathtub, and both had drugs in their system at the time of death.
Yeah. Doesn't look good for him.
Wow.
So we'll end it with that one.
It's me.
On that note.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang. 50 racks of ribs. 15 briskets. A bedding zoo. And really nice bedding. A really nice toilets.
Lost it there at the end. Lost it there at the end. Is that the first? That's the first note.
What happened, Al?
You don't want to redo?
Okay. No,
I
but really up. Nice toilets.
Really nice toilets. I looked up.
Porta potty.
I got confident. I got confident. I looked up.
You thought you knew the lyrics?
Yeah, I thought I knew it.
Yeah.
I just looked up.
What's 14 brisket?
14 briskets.
What's that mean?
Yeah. What are?
It's a big piece of meat.
The big pieces.
Big gotcha. Brisket. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whew.
All right, let's meet our contestant for Beat the Bank. Orshel Roberts, how are you doing this morning?
I'm so excited.
Yay.
Yay, you.
Yay.
I didn't think I was going to get in. It was busy.
Oh, you made it. How many times did you have to call?
Like five.
Okay. Wow. You made it. That's the important
part. You made it, girl. You made it.
I'm glad you got in. You were the first one to get in, which means you get to play for up to $1,000. Big Al, how do we play Beat the Bank?
Well, Orshel, you will hear our banker holler out dollar amounts for you, okay? When you hear one that you like, it's going to steadily increase. When you hear one that you like, you don't think it's going to go much further, you just say stop, and you win that last dollar amount. Now, if the door closes before you say stop, Orshel, what are you going to get?
Nothing.
That's right.
She knows.
That's right.
She knows.
Right. And even if it goes all the way to 1,000, you still need to say stop, okay?
Right.
All right, girlfriend.
All right, Orshel. Big Al, Mac.
So Big Al, how you feel?
There you go.
Orshel, I'm feeling good. Despite me kind of melting down there, I'm feeling very good. All right?
Well, I hope you're right today.
But so do we.
I want you to use your own judgment, though, okay?
Will do.
Disclaimer.
All right, we'll take a deep breath. Orshel, you got this. Let's go inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank!
$170 $220 $270 $310 $350 $390 $440 $540 $620 $700
$800
Wow.
Thank you.
It's almost like you, that was like a check swing, but you did swing all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, $820.
I wanted to keep going, but I couldn't.
Hey.
I wanted you to, but I also wanted you to stop.
$820 is pretty good.
Yeah.
Orshel.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to do with that money?
Well, I was just in my hospital. I have lupus, and so I have a lot of medical bills, and I got to get caught up on regular bills, so it come at a perfect time.
Oh, I'm so sorry you got to deal with that horrible lupus.
Oh, that's okay, but it's like, it's just a blessing right now. It really is.
Oh, that's
for you,
great.
Baby. It was meant to be, Orshel.
Oh, wow.
Aww.
And it's so great to talk to y'all. I love y'all. I try to call in all the time, but never get through.
Oh, see?
This was the right time.
This is the right time, and you won some money. You got $820. That is all yours to keep, Orshel. Let's see how far it could have gone.
I love y'all. Thank you.
I love you too.
Oh, my God.
You pulled out at the last second.
Orshel, nice
well
job.
Well done.
Nice job.
Woo, that was amazing.
Yes. All right, Orshel, you have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you. Y'all too.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. Oh, I feel good about that one.
I do too.
Speaking of feeling good.
Oh.
By the way, Robert Hercevec.
Hercevec. Thank you.
From Shark Tank.
I have no idea.
There you go, Jenna. Feel Good Friday's in full effect right now. We're going to open up the phone lines. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What are you feeling good about, Kid Nation? For example, Zach wrote us and said, eating ice cream sandwich for breakfast. Hashtag feel good Friday. Oh. Hashtag adult life.
I love ice cream sandwiches.
I do too.
And you haven't had one in a long time.
So no matter how big or how small, if you're feeling good, we want to hear about it. We'll hear it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll call out three more names in about 35 minutes for Beat the Bank. Orshel Roberts won $820, which was the maximum during her turn.
Yeah, it was.
And it came at the right time, man. That got us feeling all good, which brings us to Feel Good Friday.
And that should make you feel good.
Call us.
Yeah, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
It's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT if you want to call in and tell us what's making you feel good today.
Or you can text us as well. We have a cool text feature now.
Mm-hmm.
These are really fun. We've got a couple here for Feel Good Friday.
All right.
My only night with no kids sports. Hashtag Feel Good Friday.
Nice.
All the parents know about that one right there.
This one says, my Feel Good Friday is I got paid today, and for the first time in my life, there's a comma in my bank statement. That's from Madison.
Wow.
Yeah, a comma?
That's a good feeling.
Yeah. Lucky. Feel Good Friday, all I want to know, does Ryan Lochte feel good today? Oh, he's always on standby. Let's ask him. Ryan, are you feeling good today, please? Can you tell us? We're getting him on the line real quick.
Ryan.
Oh, I got to patch him through.
Yes, he's not
there he is.
Good. Yes.
There he is. I was feeling good.
Raina wrote us and said, hey, y'all, I finally got engaged to my 10-year-long boyfriend. We purchased our first new car, and we extended our family by getting the cutest potbelly pig. His name is Piggy Smalls.
I love that.
That's great. You waited 10 years.
Piggy Smalls.
I love this one from Trisha. She said, I'm 6 months from 40. Feeling a little bleh. Sitting in traffic, look over and this hot young guy in a sweet sports car is grinning at me.
Oh.
Hashtag feel good Friday.
Yeah. A lot.
I can relate.
Just a little grin.
The whole 6 months from 40 thing.
Yeah.
It's like we're living parallel lives, Trisha.
Halloween is this weekend and we finally get to see Jenna's epic Halloween costume. Feel Good Friday. That's from Stephanie.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
I know, Jenna.
I don't actually know how epic it is. I just know that there's a lot of effort. Like, it's like full body Halloween going on.
You're very pumped about this costume.
I am. It's taking a lot of work, though.
It's a squad costume. Not a couple's costume. Squad costume.
Group costume. Hopefully everyone got it together.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Do it.
Cable, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Kid Craddock?
Hey. What's up?
Hey, man.
Well.
Yeah, currently my Feel Good Friday, after like, I don't know, 7 years of me trying to write and trying to become an author and scrapping manuscripts left and right, I'm actually writing something that I'm happy about for once.
Oh,
that's cool.
You're writing a sci-fi book.
Yeah, I'm currently writing a sci-fi book. It's actually based on technically a true life story of me. It was during a video game that's now canceled now, so that's that. But the current working title for it is called Midnight City, and I couldn't be more happier at this moment.
Well, good
for
you.
You know, if it's great, it'll be made into a movie, there will be a revival of the video game, and you'll be set.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be reviving the video game. The video game was under the company of Star Wars, so.
Oh, yeah.
They are tough on their copyright.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sci-fi book of all time, Cable?
Currently, at this moment, it's a book from Ernest Cline called Ready Player One. It's like 1980s meets 2044.
Whoa.
Oh,
Yeah, wow. It's like VR meets MMO, and it's the coolest thing ever.
Awesome, man. Okay. Hey, you got to send us a copy of the book when you finish it.
Hey, I'll send you guys a copy. I'll sign it myself, all right?
Yeah.
All right, y'all get one.
Way to go, Cable.
Thanks, Cable. Good luck, man.
What are people going for it? I love that.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good.
That's like what you want them to do, Al.
Like this dude right here. He says, I own a pool company, and I just sold the two biggest jobs of my career back-to-back. Business is blowing up.
Awesome.
Hashtag small business owner.
Right now is the best time to get your pool put in, right? Since it's
wintertime, I would imagine so.
It'll be ready by summer.
I don't know anything about the pool business.
But I have no idea.
Maybe
off-season. So
you get some sales going on.
Yeah.
Some good deals. Hey, Leah.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What are you up to this weekend?
Well, me and my best friend are getting on a plane and headed to Atlanta for the Walking Dead convention. So
I'm going
to meet all the main characters and have my picture taken with Norman Reedus. Super excited.
Very cool.
Wow.
I saw your boyfriend Alan got his jacket for his Halloween costume, Kelly.
Yeah, he's finally been convinced that he looks so much like Negan. He's going to be him for Halloween.
Hello, I'm Alan.
And I asked
him... Hopefully he doesn't get death threats.
Well, here's the thing. I asked him to... my daughter wants me to take her trick-or-treating this year, and I really need somebody at the house to give out candy. And he wants to do it dressed as Negan. I said, you can't.
Yes, yeah, well, that's fine.
You can't scare those little children.
That's what Halloween's about.
Negan.
Does he have the bat and everything?
He ordered the barbed wire and everything.
Real barbed wire?
Yes, that's what I said.
That's dangerous.
I know.
That's pretty cool, though.
Without the bat, it's not as scary.
Yeah. Leah, you have so much fun out there, okay?
Thank you. I will.
All right. Yeah, I don't know about that barbed wire. I might get caught on
stuff. Well, I told him, I said, maybe you can do some fake barbed wire. You know, like twine or something.
And he went real deal, huh?
Yeah.
And he's got the pickaxe.
Yeah. Well, Kelly bought that one at Home Depot the other day.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing awesome. What's going on with you?
Well, I've got my bonus check for my deployment a couple of weeks ago, and it was a lot bigger than I expected. So now I was able to pay off for our vacation next weekend and take my kids to the fair tonight.
Yeah!
Awesome.
It was a nice bonus.
Did it have a comma in it?
Oh, it was. I was not expecting it to be as big as it was, and when it got it come in this morning, I about hit the floor.
Oh, yeah, man, that's great.
Let's just pray you don't get that letter saying, oops.
Our bad.
Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah, just
I have to fight me for that one.
Yeah. Tell them no take backsies.
Yeah, already spent it.
No.
Yeah, right. No take backsies. Have fun, Anthony. Thanks for calling, man.
I feel good Friday. I just killed a gnat.
You caught one?
Got
yes.
I stayed up an extra 15 minutes yesterday trying to kill a fly in my room. It was one of those monster ones that...
Something bit me last night when I was sleeping.
What is it? It's Halloween bugs. There's Halloween bugs out.
Yeah.
They're big.
They're like monster bugs.
Bigger and scarier.
Normally I let the flies live, but this one was loud.
No, it's got to go.
Yeah. And I have that cool, shocking fly swatter.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
when you hit it, it lights up. It explodes, basically. So cool.
That is cool.
Hopefully it's a quick and painless death for the fly. And don't come in my house. Hey, Cece.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, we're on our way to school right now.
Oh, you are? How old are you?
I'm 10.
10 years old.
It's a special day at school?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, actually two things are happening. So today we have a hat day, and we can create our own hat.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
And there's a contest.
Yeah.
And I have a small feeling I might be one of the ones at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh definitely. Good. What's your crazy hat looking like?
Well, it's a witch hat with lights and the name of my school and spiders all over it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You brought in light effects. You're in for
crazy
sure.
Crazy hat day was fun.
That's a good one right there, Cece. Good luck. Let us know if you win, okay?
Okay.
And some pictures.
Yeah, send us a picture on the text. Have your mom send it to us.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
And get a lot of candy this weekend.
Bye.
All right, bye, Cece.
Good day at school.
That's cool. Hey, Bailey.
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing awesome. We're going. You have something cool going on at school as well, right?
I do. I go to Magnet High School, and we have something we call Scene Day today.
What's that?
So we have all of our actors and actresses get together, and they perform a bunch of different scenes from different plays. And we have two plays going on at Magnet right now that are going to have scenes performed from them. We have Once Upon a Mattress and Professor Hannigan's Time Machine, and they're going to perform, and then a bunch of other ones will perform too.
That's awesome.
Cool. Very cool.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And are you a freshman, Bailey?
Yes.
Freshman.
Wow.
There
did you say what you're playing? Did I miss that part?
I'm not doing one this year, but the play I'm in is doing one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's supporting. She feels good about that.
Good deal.
Have a good day.
No small parts, just small actors.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yep.
Exactly.
That's right.
That is right. Have a great day, Bailey. Thanks for calling us. Let's go to Destiny.
All right.
Awesome game and awesome name. Hi, Destiny.
Oh. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing awesome. We want to know what you're feeling good about.
So after 6 months of not having a job, I finally got a job.
Hey!
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Goodness, right?
Good feeling. What are you doing?
I'm going to be an accountant for the town that I live in.
Okay.
Oh, a county job.
Yeah. Accountant.
Government job.
Like managing the money.
Yeah. You got a pension and stuff?
No, not yet.
Oh,
you
okay.
have to be there for a little bit longer. But
baby steps.
It's a start.
Baby steps.
Yeah. Good for you.
Congratulations, Destiny.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're good. Get a cool calculator.
I hope they let you listen to the radio while you're doing all that accounting.
Cool calculator.
I think it's good. Cool.
I feel like accountants have like the coolest calculators, right?
Like computer. Yeah.
Like a TI-83.
Yeah, those were cool.
Red boobs on it.
Expensive and then useless after school.
What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey. Baby, you
feeling good on this Friday? What about you?
I'm feeling great. I'm thankful for my wife, Kayla. She is amazing. She helps me out with everything that I do, and it's just really awesome to have someone that puts up with all my crap.
Look at that. Calling up to give your woman a shout out. And you're, how thankful you are.
And she also gave you a beautiful baby, right?
Yes, she gave us a newborn baby we just had about 2 months ago. Name's Elizabeth, and it's been really different and difficult with her because she's had to be put on five different types of formula, but I think we finally got it down.
Okay. Okay.
That's definitely something to feel good about
Good deal, buddy.
Good job,
congratulations.
Jonathan. Congrats on the baby. I think we got it locked down. Hey, April.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a feel-good Friday, and I have something for Kelly as well.
Yay.
Oh, so double. Okay, let's go with the first one.
Yeah. On Sunday at the Mosquito Elks Lodge, we have been planning an anti-bully awareness rally for the last 7 months.
Uh-huh.
And we finally get to have it this Sunday from 1 to 4, and it's free.
Awesome.
Yay!
Okay.
Good deal.
That's a lot of good work paying off finally this Sunday.
Exactly.
Finally, I am so excited. And also, Kelly,
yes,
my Mother's Day present for my son was Lucille.
The bat?
The bat.
Wow.
He asked me what I wanted for Mother's Day, and I said, I want you to make me Lucille. He got with my dad. They made it. I texted you a picture. Alan is more than welcome to borrow my Lucille.
Oh, you are so kind.
Does that one have real?
It is absolutely real. It hangs in my office, and the sign underneath it says the beatings will continue until morale improves.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh. What do you do?
I would be so scared. It's from Walking Dead.
Well, I know.
She did.
I'm a church secretary, and I make wedding cakes.
Right, you are. You gonna take that bat to some bullies' heads if they don't straighten up?
Yes.
I don't want to scare the kids that bad. Yes.
Oh, that is
everything
great.
Everything on Sunday is free, and I hope everybody comes out. We worked really secretary. Hard on that.
Oh, well, I hope you have a wonderful turnout too.
Church secretary's got a baseball bat.
Hey, she means business.
Beatings will improve until
you don't know the stuff that goes on behind the scenes at churches.
Oh my God,
a mess sometimes.
Beatings will continue until
morale
improves. Oh man. Oh, my goodness.
I want to go to April's house and look at that thing.
That was all right. I love that.
Pretty awesome right there. She's a secretary at a church.
Church lady.
All right. Kelly Raspberry had a dream. A dream to become a teacher. And that dang radio job got in the way of that.
Yeah.
She could have changed the lives of so many children.
It's never too late, JC.
I know it's never too late. That's why we give Kelly a chance to be a teacher with the teacher test. And we have a brand new episode for you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry has always dreamed of being a teacher, but can she handle the stress and chaos of today's public school? We put Kelly to the test in today's episode of The Teacher Test.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Mrs.
Still Ms. And happy Halloween. Well, just look at you guys in your Halloween costumes. But, Jose, I don't know what you're supposed to be.
Oh, mine is a prop costume. Look.
Okay, you got a pen.
Yeah, and?
Oh, God.
You got an apple? Why did you just stab the apple?
Apple pen.
Oh, that song again.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cute, Jose. A pop culture costume. Much better and appropriate than last year's poop emoji.
Well, it was supposed to be a theme costume with Big Al.
Fool, I told you I was coming dressed as Tigger, and you could come dressed as Pooh like Winnie the Pooh. But this year, I decided to go solo and do my own thing. You know what I'm saying?
What are you?
Well, come on, y'all. I'm Tyga, Kyler Jimmy's boyfriend. She take care of him and give him money and throw him expensive birthday parties and for the kids, too. I like the way he live his life. He kind of a role model, kind of like me. Except I don't throw birthday parties for my kids and I don't have a rich white girlfriend.
Oh, and you can't rap.
Neither can Tyga.
Okay. Well, Jenna, what about you?
I'm a cute little ladybug fairy, just like the ones on TV. You know, that Nick Jr. cute little ladybug fairies where they fly around flowers and laugh and make fun of how dumb the ugly slugs are?
Oh, no. Those poor slugs. Well, Justin, what about you?
I'm a dumb ugly slug from the new Nick Jr. spinoff, Dumb Ugly Slugs.
Why would you want to be something called the Dumb Ugly Slug?
Jenna made me. I wanted to go as a used Band-Aid, but Jenna said couple costumes are cute and fun.
They are.
Hey, where's your Halloween costume, Mrs. Raspberry?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still Ms. Raspberry, and I don't know how many times I have to tell you kids to get it right, but I'm wearing my costume right now, if you didn't notice.
What are you supposed to be?
I'm a Target catalog model.
Oh.
This outfit was $27.96.
Wow.
Fitting. Oh, I just thought you were the same thing you always are, single and unhappy.
Well, I am in a great relationship, Jenna. Thank you very much, and very happy.
Well, I think you are Miss Fineberry today, my little Target catalog model. Is you on sale? Because I got a buy one, get one free card. You got a sister?
Ew.
Ow, watch it. Disruptive conduct will send you straight to the principal's office. You don't want to ruin the Halloween party for the class now, do you?
All I'm saying is you got a good costume. That's the purpose of Halloween, have a good costume, little sexy thing.
No, no, Big Al, that's not why we celebrate Halloween.
Then why do we celebrate Halloween, Mrs. Raspberry?
Ms. Jenna. And we celebrate it to remember the dead. A lot of countries honor the dead. JC, tell us about your family in Mexico, what they do to celebrate the dead.
Oh, in Mexico, we celebrate Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. And it happens on November 2nd. It's a celebration where we bring gifts to our ancestors' graves and welcome back their spirits to earth. And then we decorate the graveyard and our house with colorful skulls and flowers and throw a fiesta so we can party with the spirits.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Fun. Do you talk to the ghosts?
I don't think so. I've never seen one. I don't think they live here on Earth.
Really? Why?
Because the ghost of living is too high. Get it? Get it? I changed the word cost to ghost.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Well, that's a very sweet Halloween joke, Jose. Yeah. But you don't need to explain them every time.
I've seen a ghost. He lives in my closet and tells me to do bad things like stop the recordings on the DVR so my mom can't watch The Voice or break the dishes and blame him on the dog.
Well, Justin, it's probably your sister pretending to be a ghost because ghosts aren't real.
Yes, I don't they have a are. Sister. Yes, they are. They're so, so real. Right, Big Al? We've seen one.
Yeah, listen here. I've seen many things in the world only being in the third grade.
You've been held back four times.
Well, I don't exactly know what we saw, but it was more wild than your fanny, Miss Raspberry.
Oh, I'm about to get real scary, Big Al, if you don't quit making inappropriate comments. And you, Jenna, stop it. Ghosts are not real. Monsters are not real. Vampires aren't even real.
I love Halloween, and I think ghosts are real. I've seen one here at the school cafeteria with Big Al.
Ooh. You hang out with Big Al, Jenna?
Ew, no. We just happened to be in the cafeteria, sitting against the wall, staring at the front door, when we saw it.
What?
A very tall, white, and sickly pale-looking ghost with the flames of hell burning from its fiery red head slithered past the front office, leaving a slimy brown residue in its track, screeching with the voices of a thousand tortured souls, and howled out some words that sounded like, "Why me? This copy costs money! I hate my job! I hate kids!"
Oh, that is a ghost that hates kids. That is so scary.
I don't know if it was a female ghost, but if it was, it was the first time I was not attracted to a woman.
Did you chase it like the Ghostbusters and catch it and get the exoplasm all over you? Are you okay, Jenna?
No, we were scared!
Did the ghost tell you to cut people's hair without them knowing?
No. Wait, what?
What do you think it was, Mrs. Raspberry? Look, I took a picture with my iPhone 7 that I got early trick-or-treating this weekend in my neighborhood. Look at how scary it is.
Well, let me see it.
Look!
Ooh. Oh, no.
That's not a ghost, Jenna. That's me.
Nice job, Justin. Yeah.
Thank you. I tried to join in on that clap at the end of the song, but missed it. Sure did.
Yeah.
But I can't even be on beat, so it's whatever.
By the way, that's not your skill. Since we're doing Halloween stuff right now, we do have a poll up at KidNation.com. The support staff, you guys decided to carve some pumpkins.
We sure did. We carved some pumpkins outside of the canal.
You took it very seriously. Y'all were out there for a while.
We were out there for a good hour. That was the time limit.
Now, there's no name on the pumpkins. You just have to vote on which one you think is the best.
Yes, Kid Nation will go online, vote for their favorite pumpkin, and then we'll reveal who carved which pumpkin.
What's the prize?
For what? For the best pumpkin.
Bragging rights.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
Aww. We should have something for the one that comes in last.
Yeah, punishment.
A punishment.
Okay.
How we used to do.
Yeah, like you have to eat the pumpkin, even if there's mold on it.
But we have to do it on Monday, which is the day of Halloween.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it has a few days to sit outside.
Right.
Yes. And then being office manager, I have some questions about that day on Monday. Are we dressing up?
No.
No.
What?
I am sort of.
Jenna's going to come with whatever she's
wearing. We need a dress up in the office.
I might still, if I can't get off my Halloween costume tomorrow, I'll be in it.
If you can't get it. Oh, you mean if you can't get it off of your body.
It's body painted. Oh, yeah. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it off. But I brought a cute Halloween sweater from H&M.
If you cannot get the,
I'm going to wear that.
If you cannot get the paint off of you, is it okay if we ask listeners to come up and try to get the paint off of your
to
body?
To scrub you.
Yes. Baby oil works.
I think nail polish remover.
I believe some of the support staff will be dressed in costumes, so feel free to join us. Okay?
I might join you.
I really hope you dress up, JC. Also, decorating. Are we going to decorate the office for Halloween?
If you want to.
If you want, yeah.
Just for one day on the day of Halloween.
Well, when are you going to do that today?
I could do it today. We could all do it today.
No, I have things to do, but you can do it.
Okay, just wanting to know what y'all thought.
Justin's office manager, so he wants to do a bunch of stuff.
Well, we do have decorations here because we do Dish Nation, and we have decorated in the past. There's some up here.
I would love it to be decorated. I just don't want to do the work here and then do the work after to take it down.
I don't want
to
do the work at all.
Before or after.
But I'd love it if it was decorated.
Got it. So if work wasn't over.
Basically, if we can walk in at 5 and it already be decorated, and then we leave after we get done talking, and then y'all take it down, sure, we can decorate.
I'm happy to look at decorations.
Yes.
In fact, we want it taken down on Monday, and then we already want the Thanksgiving decorations up by Tuesday. Please.
And the Christmas tree should be up around November the 8th.
Well, right. I will talk to the crew about that. Okay. The support staff will see what we can do for you guys.
What's your next question?
Okay. Next question, can we get rid of equal sugar, real sugar, and sweet and low? All these are bad for us. Kelly, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I've been doing the Truvia, and I'll be honest, my coffee does not taste as good, and it does not bring me the pleasure it once did.
I like the pink pack. Which one's that one?
Sweet and low.
That one.
We got to get rid of it. We have 5 different sweeteners, Jenna.
I know.
I drink it black. I drink it black. So
we have 5 different sugars. It's a lot to keep up with.
Well, as long as there's Splenda, which I know is terribly unhealthy, but that's what I want.
I'm doing the Truvia, but like I said, it's not as tasty.
Not as good.
I'm trying. I'm thinking it's making
the best one.
I think it's making me more clear.
I mean, the best one
for you. See, we need
to
do Truvia. It's all healthy for us in the office.
Are you doing this because you're getting in trouble with all the money you're spending on the office?
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to cut back on some costs, you know, trying to save us money in the office.
Justin just got a corporate card, and he left it lying around the other day. Trey found it and had to take care of it for an hour.
Left it on the table. I thought it was going to be safe there.
So these are the type of things that you do as office.
Yes, I do.
In this office?
We could have gone shopping. Right.
And then last one, I'm really excited for this one.
Yeah.
I'm pushing for a new scent for the office.
A new
scent? Yeah, so I'm talking like some plug-ins against the walls.
Melon.
What do you, do we want a fresh linen, a fresh pine, fresh
I'm down.
Lemon, something
linen,
fresh.
Linen, like cotton.
Cotton?
Cotton sheets.
Okay, good.
I like bays.
But we're not doing different scents. It's got to be one.
But it is the holidays.
It is.
So maybe we should do something kind of spicy. Oh, I love, you know what I love is that cinnamon.
And apples. They do it all the malls.
Yes.
The,
you want spicy?
Yes, I love those.
Yeah, for Christmas. It's the Christmas blend.
The cinnamon fall
cinnamon.
Yeah, let's do that.
But we only have one choice forever. I don't want to smell.
Well, we can change it throughout the season.
Yeah, and then in the new year, we'll get something like maybe there's a snow smell or something.
Snow?
Yeah, clean
water?
Snow.
Like fresh snowflake
fresh
or special.
Air. Yes. Clean or
winter,
pine.
Winter fresh.
There's
got to
be a winter fresh.
I'll
even
keep
though,
an eye out.
Did
for
you
that.
See all the predictions for this winter?
What?
We're not having one.
It's gonna be hot.
It's supposed to be really warm.
Oh great!
I know that means it's like the end of the world, but oh good.
It's how about
I'm fine with
for
it.
The smell
it.
In the office? Can we just bring in the smell from the hallway?
Oh my gosh! That's why we need
it. How about baked apple pies? Yeah. That smell of baking apple pies and baked cookies. They have those smells.
No, because it makes me so hungry.
How about bacon cheeseburger smell? Yeah.
Mm.
Big Al, that's gonna make the office smell all funky.
No, bacon cheeseburger?
It smell good?
Yeah,
what you talking about?
Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It's gonna smell just like the outside hallway.
It smells like when someone brings that on an airplane.
Right.
Well, I'm glad y'all got to give me some of that information.
You
I'll
feedback?
Take it over. Yeah, I'm gonna go talk to the higher ups, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And vote for the pumpkins at kidnation.com. Let's see how Justin's did. All right, it's time for round 2 of Beat the Bank. An hour ago, we gave away $820 to Orchelle.
I'll do it.
Kelly, you got the names.
I'll do it.
Kelly, you got the names?
Yeah, and I know why you're giving it to me, and I don't mind because...
Yeah.
Just know if you have a very difficult to pronounce name, you have a good shot of being called right now for Beat the Bank.
All
right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'll go with Rusty Jacquees, Tracy Desanayak, and Kimberly Heffernan. Kimberly Heffernan, Tracy Desanayak, or Nayaki, and Rusty Jacquees. You have Disanayaki?
Yeah, maybe so.
I would have gone with Disanayaki.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, you got 10 minutes to call back if one of them is you at 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. In 10 minutes, we're going to open the lines up to everybody else if Rusty Jacquees, Tracy Disanayaki, or Kimberly Heffernan do not call back.
All right, hopefully we have a winner next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Are here. Girlfriend has to work. Maybe next year. Beat the bag. Beat the bag.
Dr. Girlfriend can't make it down.
Dr. Girlfriend!
No, it looks like she's going to be working Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I'm
pretty sure. She
I'm
has
sorry,
a little
buddy.
Time out, time off after Christmas, so maybe we can hang out after, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a lonely holiday.
It's already been half a year, though, Al, so
that's right.
It's flying
been 6
by.
Months. Yeah. It's already been 6 months.
You're already that much into it. All right, let's meet our contestant this hour. First one to call us back. Was you Kimberly Heffernan?
Yes, I'm on my way to work. I'm pulling over.
There you go. Pull over.
Yeah. What do you do, Kimberly?
I am an eyelash stylist.
Oh, ooh. Girl, I need that today.
An eyelash stylist.
Yeah, dude, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You got to put the glue on right.
Love it.
How much is an lash setting or whatever you call it?
It depends if you're getting a full set or a fill and what type of style you're getting.
Oh.
So from as cheap as?
You can start out about $80 at our salon, and then we're a membership-based salon, so...
Wow.
You just pay a monthly fee and you come get your one fill a month.
All right.
Whoa.
Then.
Do dudes get them ever?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
Would you ever get them?
No.
Maybe.
Why not? Just once, just to try it.
Just so I could bat my eyes at my wife.
It'd be kind of fun for the holidays, for
whatever.
That holiday party. You want a little something fancy?
You know what I mean? So I can get
our
whatever
manager,
I want.
Our new manager is a male, and he actually got them just so he knows what it's like to have them.
Yeah.
Glad you don't do boobs.
Wow. Well, you could bat your eyes if you want something. Hey, can I go buy a new video game? No. And then you bat your eyes. And then she says yes.
I guess you're right, Jason.
Come on. Got to think about those things.
I do like guys with long lashes.
See? Yeah, but it was a little weird.
Yeah, I bet it was a little weird, Kimberly.
Yeah.
All right, Jenna, will you tell Kimberly how we play?
Yes, Kimberly, we're going to throw you in the vault. The banker's going to yell those increasing dollar amounts your way. And he went in the 820 last round. We have no idea if he's going to stop before that, go all the way to 1,000. But it's on you to just yell stop. You get to keep that amount of money. And if you don't yell stop in time before that vault door closes, you get nothing.
Okay.
All right.
Al, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good again.
A little nervous, but I'm excited.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You want to know how Al feels? A lot of people do.
Yes, I do want to know.
Really okay. Good.
He feels really good.
Again.
Right. Let's see how it goes for you, Kimberly. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$120. $190. $240. $370. $450. $580. $690.
Stop.
Yeah.
There you go. $690, Kimberly. Let's see it. $80
a
pop.
I'm so excited.
What are you going to do with that $690?
I have three kids and bills, so it'll go to bills and kids.
Hey.
Let's just say it's already gone, right?
It is. Spent.
Just found it and just lost it.
All right, you got that money. It's all yours. Big Al Mack was feeling good. So good that he thought it was going to go up to $7,000. Let's see how far it would have gone. Oh, Kimberly.
Nice job,
our
lady.
Listeners have the best gut instinct.
Yeah. With the last second bail right there. Good job.
Good job.
Thank you for playing. Enjoy your money, Kimberly, or your kids will enjoy it for sure.
Right.
And get those lashes on people right there. We'll play again Monday.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, it's time for New Music Friday with Caroline Craddock.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Thank you.
Especially because we get all this cool music coming our way.
We got a hodgepodge today.
I like that word.
What's a hodgepodge?
It's like it's an animal that has little porcupine things.
Uh-huh.
A hodgepodge is an animal.
Oh, that's a hedgehog.
That's a hedgehog. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Animals that make you cooler right there.
Stay in school, kids. Yeah. Stay in school.
All right.
Don't go to school in Oklahoma.
Yeah. All right. So what do you got for us
okay,
this week?
Okay, so first we got Kenny Chesney. His new album, Cosmic Hallelujah, is out.
We were screaming because all the streets were empty. And you kissed me and we were up.
That's setting the world on fire, and that singing right there is Pink.
Pink, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pink going country on us.
It's kind of a trend right now for the really big pop female singers to do country songs. Mm-hmm. Demi Lovato did one with Brad Paisley recently that turned out great.
Yep.
Kelly Clarkson's a little country too, but she did this song with Jason Aldean.
Like it.
So, that's really good. He's kind of been off the radar for a little bit, and he's going to tour, but he's only going to do like 5 or 6 shows. But then he plans on coming back in full force.
Here's another one from Kenny. This one's called Noise.
There really ain't no conversation. Ain't nothing left of the imagination. Trapped in our phones and we can't make it stop. Stop this noise. Yeah, we scream. Yeah, we shout.
Like that.
Till we don't have a voice. In the streets,
I like it a lot.
In the crowds, it ain't nothing but noise. Drowning out.
I think two artists in the country world that could put out music and I'll like it all the time is all Tim McGraw. Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, he's very good. One of the only artists I never saw in Nashville.
Kenny?
Yeah, I felt like I saw all the other, because Nashville's so cool because they just like walk around, nobody bothers them.
Kenny goes to like islands and stuff.
I think he's like literally living in the islands.
Yeah, he goes
he's not around a lot.
He goes to the beach.
Yeah.
What else you got this week for us?
We got Toblo.
I'm a cool girl. I'm a cool girl. Ice cold, I roll my eyes at you, boy.
Okay.
This album is called Lady Wood.
Lady Wood.
Yep.
What would that lady do?
Huh?
No.
She would do a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling my particular golf clubs that.
Lady Wood?
My lady.
Your 3 of Wood?
Yeah.
Him is my Lady Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's called Cool Girl. I don't know if you guys noticed.
I like that.
That's Tove Lo
right
there.
She's a cool girl.
Yeah.
All right.
She also has True Disaster.
Keep playing my heartstrings faster and faster. You can be just what I want. My true disaster. Keep playing my heartstrings faster.
Is she going to go on tour?
She is.
Nice.
And she says this is part one of an album, but she's going to release another part next year.
Oh, Double Wood.
Yeah.
She was cool. Remember we interviewed her at Jingle Ball?
Yeah.
And she'll be playing some Jingle Balls.
Just not all of them.
You all right there?
What happened?
What?
It's just funny to say Jingle Balls.
Oh.
The concerts, yes.
Yeah, Jingle
yeah.
Ball.
All right.
Concerts.
Jingle yeah. Balls.
Okay, next we got Jeezy.
Jeezy. I said I hopped up out that G-Wagon. Glock got my ball made G-Saggin. And my wrist look like a disco. Translation of the bullet gun. I have a ticket at your mama house. And all 20s in your mama couch. We dropped them in the microwave. I made a million with that microwave.
It kind of hurts my ears.
He doesn't really
with the
rhyme.
Microwave?
Yeah. He made a million with the microwave.
What do you do in the microwave?
I'm guessing you're cooking drugs, Kevin.
You cook drugs in microwaves? Microwavable?
If you're out of town, if you're out of time, you're in a hurry. You're in a pinch.
I did not know drugs were microwavable now. That's news.
That one was called G-Wagon. Is it me or does Jeezy just rhyme words with each other, the same word?
What has Jeezy done before?
I'm sorry, did he drop the young...
Yeah, he did. He's not young Jeezy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's not young Jeezy.
Yeah, middle-aged
Jeezy.
Sorry,
I was unfamiliar.
Yeah.
So, since like 2005, he got vocal cord surgery, and he said he almost like lost his whole career because of it, so that's why he hasn't been
doing
back
a whole lot.
In 10
God.
Years.
Good thing he brought us that angelic voice back.
I know, thank God.
Yeah.
But what has he done before? I don't know
Young Jeezy, let's look him up.
I put on.
He also has one with Lil Wayne, Jenna.
About that.
He ain't about that dip. Hey,
Jeezy, you about that?
He ain't about that.
Oh, okay, he ain't about that.
Sounds like
Kelly,
a New Orleans accent.
Kelly, did Love in This Club with Usher.
Oh, yeah.
Half the song titles I can't read.
Oh.
I mean, I can read them, but I shouldn't.
Gotcha.
Yeah, this is very discouraging. This
okay,
music.
I have something very anti-discouraging.
Okay.
Right, are we moving into music
yes,
that makes you cooler?
And I warned you, I'm about to get really scenty on you guys because I feel very strongly about this.
Scenty.
Oh, wow. Hodgepodge and scenty.
Yeah.
Oh, sentimental.
Yeah.
Okay. Not to be confused with scenty.
No, scenty.
Yeah.
So Alan Stone is an artist who's been around for a while. He is 29. He's from Washington State.
What's his name?
Alan Stone.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Stone.
Oh, thank you.
Different Alan. And he is literally baby Stevie Wonder in a white boy's body.
Really?
And I saw him in concert the other night, and it was so life-changing. I went, Shannon got me tickets. I went just kind of expecting it to be, you know, just another, like, concert on a Wednesday night, whatever.
Yeah.
And he took us to church. His dad was a preacher. He was so awesome. And he was saying, he's saying Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. And he was like, you guys, the country's in unrest. Everyone's struggling right now, you know, but all we can do is like love each other and listen to great music. And it literally was an escape for everyone for a couple hours because there's so much crazy crap going on right now. He is a light in my life.
Wow.
It is not music that makes you cooler, but music that makes you better.
Wow.
What an endorsement.
Yeah. Wow.
Right.
I want to vote for him.
Yeah. Right?
He's not running, but you can listen to his beautiful voice right here.
Let's hear the white Stevie Wonder.
This one's called Perfect World. In a perfect world. Whoa, that's a white dude?
Yep.
In a perfect world. In a perfect world. Got long blonde hair and glasses.
Can you even?
I literally can't even.
JC's face right now.
Hello, I'm Alan.
That's a remix.
Hey, He's really good.
Amazing.
Yeah, he is. Awesome.
Y'all, it was so awesome.
Are you going to cry?
No.
Kellen's getting all emo
crying?
On us right now.
I'm senti. I told you I'm senti.
It touched you. That's nothing wrong with that. That's what music do.
It's okay.
Hey, I ain't about that there.
In a perfect world. He's cool.
All right, we'll look for him.
Music that makes you cooler right
Alan
there.
Stone.
Alan Stone.
We'll have all these up at kidnation.com so you can check them out, buy the albums. Check out Alan. Caroline Craddock, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Get on my shoulder.
If you remember, too, we had Rabel on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Caroline had him on Music That Makes You Cooler, like, what, a month ago?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm predicting.
I forgot.
I'm predicting it, people.
It was 11 Blocks is the song you played for us on Music That Makes You Cooler.
That's great.
So you may trust me, okay?
Yeah. You're certified fresh.
I'm your doctor, music doctor.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, doctor.
MD.
Yes.
Music doctor.
We'll be back next week.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to another episode of Where Are They Now? Now, you guys remember, we had him on the show. Man, how long ago was this, Alex?
That had to be about a year ago.
Probably
September of last year.
Feels like a year to me, Alex.
Why did we have him on the show, JC?
Because he was known as the potato guy.
The potato guy.
The potato guy.
Right.
Now, Alex, you were at dinner with your girlfriend.
Right.
And you came up with the idea of sending messages on a potato.
Potatoes. That's right.
Like shipping them to people.
Yeah. Yeah. So the idea was that you could send anyone you know a completely anonymous message written on a potato. The whole idea, incredibly stupid, but incredibly profitable. The whole thing went completely viral, and we got a lot of national media attention and
international attention.
Yeah, right?
Actually.
Yeah, right. A little bit.
That's right.
And I read that your girlfriend that night had said, you know, this is a dumb idea. You're not going to have one order.
Yeah.
Are you still with the girlfriend that said it was a dumb idea?
I'm not.
Oh, interesting.
Who didn't see that coming?
Who
didn't see that coming?
Here's the thing, ladies. Don't ever doubt your man when he has an idea.
Support every dumb idea because you never know.
You never know. Dumb potato ideas turn into very, very, very awesome.
Lucrative.
Deals
right.
here.
So I only did it like a month after that, and then I sold the business.
Smart.
So the idea from the beginning
sold
was
the potato business.
I cashed out. So the idea was to create something really viral and shareable, and then flip the business and get out while it was hot.
Yeah,
and so I just got out while it was a hot potato.
Dude, this is such a great idea. You should take it back to Shark Tank or something.
I would love to do that, actually. So
tonight,
that's a good segue.
Shark Tank is on tonight.
Yeah.
And will your face appear on that TV show?
Yes. So actually, when I sold the business, I put in a royalty deal that's probably never been done before that said, hey, if we get on Shark Tank, I get my royalty back into the business and that I get to appear on the show with you.
Obviously, you can't talk about what happens on the show, but just being on Shark Tank alone is great exposure.
Yeah, for sure. So it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience just being in front of the sharks. It's funny because I've actually applied for the show 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
And the one year I get on the show,
you don't own the
business. I don't even own the business anymore.
Did you do the presentation?
So it was me and the new owner. And so he's based out of San Francisco.
So did you guys rehearse your presentation?
Yeah, we did a lot. So
yeah.
We have a pretty interesting pitch.
You got jokes and stuff in there?
It's pretty just straightforward.
Is it punny?
So our original pitch was supposed to be kind of punny and, you know, potatoes. Yeah. But this one's just like
straight business.
Straight business, yeah. Just
did you dress up?
We're actually wearing potato costumes.
No. Yeah. I thought you were to stay away from punny.
I know. But so my parents told me, they're like, whatever you do, do not go on national TV and just like look like an idiot. I said, no worries, mom and dad. Like, not a problem. So
you're talking straight business.
Yeah.
Dressed as a potato.
Dressed as two big potatoes. So
you went from having a girlfriend who told you were not going to amount to anything with this
dumb
potato
Alex.
Deal to now being on national television in front of some of the richest people in our country.
That's right. So just curious, do you guys think we made a deal or not? And if so, who do you think we made a deal with?
I bet with this type of idea, personally, I bet it was Mark Cuban, because I see him being kind of wacky, and you know, I think he would like this.
I'm gonna think because just like your concerns were, it was going to be a big boost at the beginning and you got out early.
Right.
I think they're gonna say that as well, so I'm gonna guess no deal. That's a different game show.
I'm guessing they're going to be very intrigued by your product. I'm thinking Mark was probably thinking he could have potato night at one of the Mavericks games.
Yeah, right. Then he'd be afraid they'd all throw him on the
But
yeah, that's true.
They would probably bring up business stuff like, you said there's copycats out there. Yeah. So I'm thinking they probably won't give you guys a deal, but I think the exposure is going to end up helping you guys in the long run.
Because
you are the OG.
The OG potato cream.
Or the OP. Yeah. You're
that's
the OP.
That's happened before where people haven't gotten selected, but their business
exactly.
does really well.
Yeah, the exposure's unreal. I think it's like 8 million people.
Yeah. Why go to the imposters when you can go to the guys that were on the show and started it first?
Yeah.
What do you think, Jenna?
I think it comes down to presentation, and it seems like you guys have your stuff together, so you probably impress them, but I don't want to be the negative girlfriend, like, you're not going to get Shark Tank. But I don't know. I'd have to see the numbers.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, the sales numbers?
But I do. I bet it was a problem that you'd sold the company already.
Well,
and
they
then
probably
you're back
don't bring
on.
That
it's
up.
Like, well, why did you...
Do you bring that up?
Oh, yeah. They were asking all types
if
of questions.
They ask so much about the finances and orders and, you know, but gosh, I mean, cost of
making it
so
they?
Cheap.
Yeah.
Trends. Yeah. I think, I don't know. I'm going to say, I think no, but I think that you're going to get on with something like this for sure. Like, I think you're on their radar.
And just
now
because he
stuff.
Sold it. From where I'm sitting, that's not a bad thing.
No.
That means that somebody saw this idea and really liked it, and now I've got some money.
I don't know, do they end up getting you for other ideas? You know what I mean, when you do that? I've never seen a contestant on the show and they're like, I want to work with you. You know, like maybe I don't want to invest in this particular business, but I want to invest in you.
Right.
Yeah, they do that sometimes, right? Like, I want you, yeah.
You know, now you're an idea guy.
That's right.
So I'm sure you've had other ideas since then.
Oh, yeah, big time. I'm actually working on something. Actually, I haven't announced it yet, so this is the first.
Oh, scoop.
This is the big announcement for Kidcratic Morning Show.
Oh, breaking news here from Alex?
Breaking news. So now you can write anyone an anonymous message written on a tomato. No, I'm just joking.
I was like, what?
No, so me and my friends are working on this game right now. Do you guys remember the game Guess Who?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Guess Who meets your Facebook friends. So we've
love
built
it.
A program that you can log into your Facebook,
yeah.
you choose your Facebook friends, we print a deck of cards, and send it to your house.
Okay.
Guess friends.
So this is using their profile pictures?
Right.
Is that okay? So you better have a good profile picture of yourself.
How clever.
So
it's
these
great.
Are
I
the,
love
the
it.
Homemade cards, but this is Guess Friends. We're
this
launching
is turning
on
into
Tuesday.
Why didn't I think of it?
Listen, they're launching on Tuesday. Okay, so what you do is you've got 52.
Right. So you
so
choose
you
50
to...
friends, and then what we do is we just... send the file to a card manufacturer. They print off the cards and they send it directly to your house. So if you go to guestfriends.com, you can actually sign up early. We'll send you an email when we're live on Tuesday.
That is so cool.
I love that.
Guestfriends.com.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. And so we're also making an app with it too, so you can play on the go. Just like Guess Who. What you can do with that is like you choose a friend to play on Facebook, and then between your mutual friends, you choose a secret friend and then ask each other questions back and forth and through a process of elimination, try to figure out who they chose.
That is so cool.
Wow.
Yeah, and so what's cool about the game is that there's like multiple ways to playing, like with your friends. It's going to be really
totally.
Personal, outrageous.
People love games. People love apps.
Yeah, so if you guys want to sign up for Guest Friends, we're launching the Kickstarter on Tuesday.
Okay.
So you just input your email on guestfriends.com.
Right.
So.
Awesome.
Cool. Alex, good luck tonight. We'll see how it goes.
Hey, thanks so much.
Good luck with
okay, bye.
I'm sure you have other ventures you're going to go off on.
We'll see.
All right.
Yay.
We'll catch up with you soon.
Cool.
This is the Kidcratic Morning Show.